And my guess is, Velton, based on what you were sharing about our willingness or unwillingness to deal with the press, being pressed, being stressed, being pressed, so that the diamond that lies inside of us can be revealed. I imagine that for a lot of people, they have to realize that the diamond does exist, and they have to value that diamond enough that they're willing to go through the press.
Exactly. They have to find value in themselves. They have to find a passion within them. You know, as you told your audience, I work with sales professionals on a regular basis. And the thing that drives the salesperson is an inner passion and an inner drive. You know, people talking about motivating. I don't believe that I can motivate anyone. Motivation comes from within. I am an inspirational speaker who can inspire you to find your inner motivation. But that motivation is within you. And it's innate and inherent in every person. We are born with that inner desire for recognition and success. But under the wrong leadership, a lot of times it goes dormant. As we grow up, because we have not been able to deal with rejection, it goes dormant. And we hide from it.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was getting ready to ask, too. Are we afraid of rejection? When you mentioned the fact that we hide from it, yeah, that answers my question. We're afraid of the rejection.
Nobody wants to be rejected. You know, nobody wants to be told that they can't. When they really want to. When I first started in sales, I'll tell you a little story about me, and it's interesting because now I laugh at it. But when I went through it, I was very, very hurt. When I first started my career very, very early, I had a dream of being a salesperson. I had gone through a management training program for a major corporation, and I was at the end of my program, and they said to me, "What is it that you want to do next?" And I said to them, "I want to be a sales manager." And there was total silence from the other person that I was speaking to. And I looked at the person, and they looked back at me. And I couldn't wait. I said, "I want to be a salesperson." And she looked across at me, and she said, "I heard what you said." And I said, "And?" She said, "We don't think you're sales material." How do you think I felt? How would you feel if you had a dream, if you had a desire to do something? And how many times in our life does this happen to us and somebody says, "We don't think you're cut out for that."
Yeah, that
and
can
all
be
of
devastating.
A sudden, your balloon is deflated.
Yes.
The thing that you have dreamed about has now, you've been now been told, "We don't think you're cut out for that." The question that I had to deal with in my mind was, are they correct in their observation and assumption of me, or is my passion and desire to do what I want to do strong enough that I can prove them wrong? Mm. And many times in our life, when people put these obstacles in front of us, we sometimes, or many times, allow their idea of us to become our reality.
We just assume that they're right.
We abandon our own self-confidence and our own inner drive, and we adopt the opinion of others as what our life is going to be about. And I'll never forget, I listened to a motivational speaker many years ago, and she looked at the entire audience, and her most interesting words were, "It's not what you call me, it's what I answer to that matters."
Mm-hmm.
And in that particular situation, I sat across from this lady, and it wasn't what she was telling me, but was it going to become my reality and my realization? And at the end of the day, I was forced to take a position that I didn't want. because I was at the end of my training program. They wanted to put me in a job that they felt more comfortable with than the job that I wanted to have. And in most of our lives, we are conditioned to get a job, but the job that we take is not what we really want to do and is not the dream that we had for ourselves, but we settle for something other than what we want to do. And at that particular moment and in that particular situation, I was forced to take a position that I didn't want.
And it would seem like one of the outcomes would be that the person who's doing that doesn't feel as good about themselves, himself, herself, as they'd like to, if they feel like they're just settling for something that is potentially beneath their ability.
Exactly, because we look at it as a end versus a beginning. This is it. I have to do this. What my dream is over. And your dream is not over unless you allow it to be over. You have failed to realize what you want to do. But failure is a temporary condition. Giving up is what makes it permanent. And I took this position and was forced to work in this particular position for 18 months. And I had a choice to make. Like everybody has a choice to make. You can just do the job because you're frustrated, you're upset, you don't want to do what you're doing, you're going to prove to them that they can't make your world miserable, but you're making it miserable for yourself because you're just doing enough to get by and you're proving people right versus proving them wrong. So you have a choice to make. You can go into this position and do just enough to get by, or you can be the best that you can be at that position and wait for the next opportunity. Learn as much as you could in that situation so that when the next opportunity presents itself to you, you're more powerful than you were before and more ready than you were the first time.
So not every notice of rejection is necessarily bad.
No. Well, we learn and fail. No doesn't mean a finite no. It just means not right now, or you've got some more selling to do. And thirdly, no means that I have a need that you're not fulfilling. Sales is fulfilling the needs of the customer. Customers have to want and feel that they need your product before they will buy or purchase.
All right. So that sounds like a great starting point for us when it comes to the opportunity to hear us, for us to hear you lay down how sales works, how we can improve it, and move from there to seeing how we can sail away as entrepreneurs and let you connect the two for us, the salesperson / entrepreneur. Ladies and gentlemen, Velton Schall III, laying it down for us in a way that we can grasp it and move forward with it. He's going to do that some more, so stay with us. We'll be right back.